We are continuing our Shaurim on Otzot Chaim. We are on Daf, in the old edition, with Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, sorry, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and in the Matuk Midrash Chelik Beis, when Taf Pei Tes. Today we'll be discussing, we'll continue our discussion of all the different Patsufim, the Patsuf of Yaakov, the Patsuf of Dor Midbar, and Zah and Rachel. We explain at length where they're standing. Each one is in front of the other. That means Yaakov is facing, let's say, towards that direction. So, and Dor Midbar is facing that direction. Zah is facing that direction. The only difference is Leah, Rachel, is back to back. So you have four Patsufim. You have Rachel, Zah facing this way, Dor Midbar facing this way, and then you have finally Yaakov facing that way. So we're going to go into an inning called Making Tefillin. It's not the Iker Mokum. The Iker Mokum is in Priyat Chaim Dush Tefillin Perek Ches. But here Agav explains a very interesting concept of Tefillin.
That's
one of the reasons why we're going to wear Tefillin.
To judge what it said, why should Leah be the opposite direction of what the flow is?
Rochel, you mean? Rochel is back to back.
He said Leah Rochel. He said both.
Yeah, okay, so let's say again. So Rochel is like this, back to back with Zah. And then you have Dor Midbar, which is also known as Leah Tachton. And then you have parts of Yaakov. But let's not go into Rochel because she's not the Iker Sugi over here. So let's say, Omnam. In Yitzias, parts of Dor Midbar kan mikoymer. This is the Iker Sugi of Dor Midbar. Ela she'anachnu bi'nu bi'arnu. We also explained it also in other places, like a quote in the Priyat Chaim, Drush Tefillin Perakhez, Be'in and Kavanas Tefillin the Rosh. It's also, again, this part of it, believe it or not, have to do with the mitzvah we do every single day called Tefillin. Like, Keshe Shalem the Yaakov, the Keshe of the Tefillin, Tefillah Shel Yad, Shul Rochel, Eshel Yisrael, the Keshe Shalem Inyan Ayn Sham, Shisham Nizbar Bo'orich Drush Hazeh. That's in Priyat Chaim. It's much more arichos. Ach, inyan betachlich hakitzur hu. He's going to explain to us here bekitzur. Shehine, achar achore reishe deza yeshchad kotze desare venimshach derech ach. Ach. Now, we're not supposed to make gashim. We know that's the first principle in learning Torah Sechen, is we're not megashim. But, nevertheless, we look into our gufim and we see how we're given that permission to medame milsa le milsa be'erech, but we don't say it's the exact same thing, it's just a be'erech. So therefore we imagine Zah with a long lock of hair. There's many locks of hair, and one of the locks of hair goes all the way to the back, halfway down his back. And as it's hitting halfway down his back, it's going to send what's called oilus, a shefa, which is going to go down his back, not really down his back, actually through his back, right through his chest. It's going to hit into the Dor Midbar, which is the paltuf in front of him, and that's going to go, the shefa is going to continue into the paltuf of Yaakov. That's what he's saying over here. So that's the kotz de sara, nimshal der acho, mistaim ad achaze, keneged achor, ke nizgako. Min ha'achol kinizgaleir, v'sham hu make begufa dezah be'atzmos. It's hitting in the middle of his back. Be'achrov mishneit stodim, from both, because you have both sides of your back. Really, remember, Rachel is over there on his back, so really he's hitting her face. There's a hakol with his hair going on top of her face, on both sides of her face.
This back is betafka.
Huh?
Musug. Maka is Badafka?
Yeah, of course.
As opposed to just Hulich.
Yeah, there's no accidents in Shemayim, don't worry.
No. I mean, it's supposed to be Hulich Shom. What's the word in Maka?
There's a Hakol. There has to be... Hakol, we know, is also Loshon Zivuk as well. We saw this many times in Chelik Aleph. So it's intention, yeah. The Nechneset, what's going to happen out of this Hakol? There's going to be a Ha'ola coming from the Saras. Saras, we always know, it's a Loshon. It's always representing sinoros, which have inside of it Shefa. So these tsinodas called saras, kiliyachol, right, are hitting, are being mavir, the shefa is being mavir, havara, havara is a shefa, from these, from the top of his head all the way to the back, hitting his back, going inside of his back, v'nechneses hara zu b'toycho, into his body, the za's body, v'koach hakor, because you need a hakor, this pressure to get in, ubakas, and it breaks in, v'yotze migufo de za de aponim shalom, and it goes out, right through his stomach, right through his chest, outwards. Okay? ומשאב מכה באחור רשת יעקב ונמשך עד מצחו ופנה. They go all the way past Dormidbar, all the way past the back of Yaakov's head, right to the front of his head, and that's going to make the tefillin, believe it or not, on the parzuf of Zah, parzuf of Yaakov. ומשאב מכה באחור רשת יעקב ונמשך עד מצחו ופנה ושם נעשי בכינס תפילין דרוש יעקב. Yaakov is now going to be wearing tefillin. Again, this is all very spiritual. We're not Megash. We don't think that there's a part of actually there. We're wearing a black box, a leather box of tefillin. But rather, these are all very spiritual lights.
This only tells you Rosh and not.
Yeah, one second. We're building. Everybody's going to have
a Yad.
What?
Everybody around.
Tefillin Shel Rosh.
I mean, you know, you're from Yad to Rosh.
Sorry?
Normally, you go from Yad to Rosh.
We may go Yad to Rosh.
When you put tefillin,
all this happening b'bas achas. One second, we can't speak b'bas achas, so we have to build up the story. Just hold on. Right. I know usually you put on the yad before the wash. So you're trying to say,
yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, we're gonna see how this is built up. O mikoach hakor gedoyla choyza o leachorav o moitzi keshet tefila. The rosh, the ika aniska. So imagine what's going on here, right? The shefa comes right through his head, right through the top part of the parts of Yaakov, comes out, creates his tefillin dorosh, and then going back into his head, goes back to the back of his head and hits the parts of which is behind him, which is Dor Midbar. Dor Midbar, we know, is tofel to the Yaakov, the parts of the Yaakov. Dor Midbar is going to represent, this is a call which is hitting Dor Midbar, is going to represent the kesha in the back of his tefillin shel rosh.
I said it's tofel.
Sorry?
How do you know?
No, he's mentioned this before. Right. In the previous year. Umekoach hakor gedoyla choyza or le'achrov umoyse keshet tefila de rosh ad Yaakov nizka v'hu b'chines do'a midra nizkeres. Sheken Leah Elyona. Now he's going to this is the Leah, but he's referring to the top layer, which is above Rachel, the back of Zah. He b'chinas keshet fila de Rosh Zah. Remember, let's not get confused. You have parshas Yaakov with Dor Midbar. And also equivalent to that, you have Zah and Leah. Leah is going to be on the back of his das, right here in the back of his head. She's going to represent the keshet fila shel Rosh for Zah. In the same way, we'll find that the Dor Midbar is going to represent the kesher, the knot that we find at the back of the Rosh, the Yaakov. V'achgar, od chozer or le'achor, v'nichnas toch guv dezah. So it's going to move from Yaakov, back into Yaakov, back into Dor Midbar, then back into Zah. It's moving backwards now. Remember, she's back to back. So the oil is going to come in, hit the back of her head, and it's going to go directly into the forehead of Rachel, and therefore Rachel is kivyochel wearing tefillin. This could be where the benois Ramalutam, or the benois Rashi were wearing tefillin. Maybe they're in Kabbalah as well. V'nasi shal b'chinas tefillin d'rosh d'rochel anika tefillin d'yad d'zah. So that same tefillin d'rosh d'rochel is going to make the tefillin d'zah. Now how is that? Because that really doesn't make sense. Because if they're facing back to back, her tefillin is pointing one way, and his yad. Remember, we always put our yad towards our panim. So how can that be the tefillin d'rosh, which is facing the other way? So what it means is that, as it's explained in a different place, that Rachel moves. She was going to move to a position in front of Zah on his left-hand side. we'll find that Yaakov moves on the right hand side of Zah, and Rachel is going to move from the back of Zah into the left hand side of Zah, and she's going to move close to Zah. So really her tefillah is going to be connected to his right arm. That is where the tefillin shel yad corresponds to her head. That's good. V'haben zeh er be'er Rachel nikra rosh, be'er Zah nikra yad. That's how they're going to fit, because she's going to swap into that position where she goes panim b'panim. Kihi nikseres bezroa smoli kemo shemuvah tzleinu bekavala tefillin ayin sham. Okay, so that's a pshat. V'nitze ki dor midbar zois hi Leah eshes Yaakov besod. We know the dor midbar also has a different name called Leah. We call Leah Shnia or Leah Tachta. She's the eshes Yaakov. She's behind Yaakov. Now, v'Yaakov ishtam. State in the pasuk in Bereishis that Yaakov ishtam. Now, listen to this pshat in the pasuk. Shekavar bialnu. We already explained in Drush Pesach, in Shah Kavod Drush Pesach, we've done it, and Drush Dalit, that Leah, it nikras tam. Now, how is it? What's the correlation between tam and Leah? She is really the kesha of the tefillin shel Aaron, because really, as we know, the Leah is behind his das, right? That's exactly where you put the kesha. Now, how's that work in Shemus? She, which is Leah, lokachas dalit alofim the dalit eke. Let me just read it and I'll explain to you. Eke sheyesh benetzer hod yisod des ima, shebehem luvashim b'mochi zah mitzad ima lasas mochim sheba, vehem begmatcha midas. It means like this: we know that ima comes into zah, and the reason why she comes into zah in order to grow his mochim. So she brings in her netzer hod yisod. Inside the Netzer Hod Yisod, we know, comes Chochma Bina, and then Chasadim Nidas, Gvur Nidas. That's called Moichim. Those Moichim are represented by Ekes, four different Ekes. Eke de Yudim, you can spell Eke in different ways. Eke with a Yud, Eke with Hey, Eke with Aleph, which is represented by Kasa Kasa Kavad Kana. Those are the Gematras of those Ekes. So that Moichim is going to come down. Now, those Ekes, how do you spell Eke? Poshut is Aleph, K, Yud, K. So the Aleph, we're talking about the Male. This Ek is Male. So when you Male the Aleph, it's Aleph, Lamed, Pe. Aleph, Lamed, Pe is the Gematria of 111. It's 111. Now we know there's four Morchim coming, Keneged, Chub, Chub. So those 411 times 4, which is coming into Zah, is how much? 444. That's the Gematria of Midas. Keniske le'el al ha'posuk, when David the Melech says, Midas yumai, mahi. As we learned early on, Shal Rachel Leah Perek Aleph, all that dush over there. So what's in Nogea over here? What's Nogea to here is that we know the Shefa comes in, leaves a shorish in his mashpia. So we're talking about the Ima's mashpia on Zah, these four ekes, these four Alephs. But he keeps the Aleph because the Shosh always stays inside the place where it's Mashpia, and then the Hashpah goes further on to Leah. Okay? From Mima into Zah. Zah keeps the first Aleph of each one. And you're left with the four Lamed Peis. Right? Lamed Pei times 4 is 440. That is the Gematria of Tam. That's how we know that Leah is Tam. That's how we know that Leah is Tam.
Say that again.
I explained to you. The Shefa is coming in from Ima into Zah. The Shefa which is coming in is represented by four Ekes, particularly the Aleph, the first letter of these four Ekes. We're talking about its Male, so the Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Now, Zah is going to keep the Aleph for himself, he's going to give over the Lamed, Pei to Leah.
Where is he keeping it?
Because that's the shorish of the shefa. The first letter is the shorish. That's what happens. The shefa comes in, the shorish is kept, and the hashpah is given over. So he keeps the aleph. He keeps the four aleph. He gives over the four lamed peis. Lamed peis how much? 110. He gives in four of them. That's 440. He's giving over to Leah. It's gematria tam. That's how we know that Leah is receiving tam, that the shefa of tam, which is the four lamed peis. That's why she's considered to be Tam. Now listen to the way he's going to be doing this pasuk over here. V'kan inen kan be Yaakov. And same thing we can find by the, we're talking over the Leah Elyon, right? Elyon means Zad's giving over this Tam Shefa over to Leah Elyon. V'chein inen kam beYaakov, which we're talking about Leah Tachton. L'chein yama Yaakov ish Tam. Look at the way he's doish. Baal de Tam. Not the Yaakov's Tam, but rather he's the Baal of the Tam. Tam being Leah. Canadian was saying that Zohar Parshas Shlach, again, it's not his drush. They mafosh in the Zohar, Zamim Pshad, will become a koymes in the Zohar. Now, he's going to make a little sikum for us now. Vinimsa. He's going to go over what he just said. Kipatzim ze nika Dor Midbar, eno nigmeres bitikun, adache kama bichinas ha'aros. Now, the Dor Midbar that we spoke about, this part two, is going to be finished after a few different ha'aros. Ha'aro achas, he, bitchila. Kasher Yotza Yesod the Abba Del Ponim Chutz LeZar LeHotzit Yaakov. Remember what's creating the door Midbar, the part of the door Midbar, which is in front of Zar, and also the part of Yaakov, which is in front of that. What's creating? We know that's Yesod Zar, which is protruding into Zar and breaking out of Zar and creating these two parts of him. V'az Kodim Shiyai LeYaakov. Here Mokum Zer Nikar Dor Midbar Kineskaler. First he's Meir on the Dor Midbar, actually creating Dor Midbar, and then he's made later on the parts of Yaakov. Ki tekev betzeitzo me'ir samoch l'zah, v'arka midrach egiot me'ir le'Yaakov atzmo. Omam ika aro hi haita b'Yaakov, avada the whole kavon here is to build Yaakov. Ki zuha kavon is aro le'hotzi Yaakov. Eru sh'derech agav, or derech havor ba'alma here b'mokam Dor Midbar, but Derek Agav, when it's passing by this space, then he creates his parts of a Dor Midbar. A Dor Midbar. V'gam zeb, we'll start from V'achika, V'eis hakos, koitsa desare, achore, gufe deza, keneged chose deza. Again, we're talking about this lock of hair, kiviochel, right? Not actually lock up, it's about the oilers are coming down, hitting the back of the back, the back of the back of Zah, kedil hotz tefillin shel rosh Yaakov kniska le'el, gam haroh zu, which is the koitz of the Zah, which is going bashing into the back of Zah, kodem shel tegia le'Yaakov pugas b'mokum hazeh hanikra Dor Midbar. It's going to hit into the first part, which is the Dor Midbar. It's going to go from the back of Zah, outside the front of him, and into the Dor Midbar. V'gam hazeh, gam zu haroh be'alma derech havorah. Ki ikra hi liYaakov. Really, it's only derech havorah, the ikra matkorah of the yisod abba, which is coming in through this shefa, which is called the kotz d'tzara, is to get to make the part of Yaakov. V'kivah b'yanu kivanas atfilin. Ki kishover zakor kotz d'tzara to guf d'zah atzmo. When this is going inside the body of zah, who shov v'lokeach imo mina orot mina oilos should be pnimius d'zah. והם נצר הוד יסוד האבא, וגם נצר הוד יסוד האמא, ופרקים מנצועים שלהם ולראש מחג הדזה, ואז מוצאים הרוע ההיא לחוץ אל יעקב. ונמצא שגם יעקב יש קצת אורד מנצר הוד יסוד האמא, וזוכר זה היטב. Now, again, I'll explain to you, that even though we're saying that the יסוד האבא is going inside of Zah and protruding outwards and creating these two partsufim, but you have to know that the Yesod is the Abba is enveloped by the Yesod the Ima. So in actuality, what's creating the partsuf of Dor Midbar and Yaakov is a combination of Yesod the Abba and Yesod the Ima. And he says, Zachol ze hated. Don't forget this. We're going to need this information for later on. Va'omam kishu oisa ha'ara shel ha'oiras and hiskorim, which is the koitz of the sar, when this ha'ara is coming out, and choizlim la'achor ad reishi derochel kenizkele'el, right? It's coming back for a second time, right? It goes, hits Rachel, it goes out, Dor Midbar, the Yaakov, and it goes back from Yaakov, Dor Midbar, into Zah, back, second time, into Rachel. Excuse me. As lokachas, this kot d'sar, as it goes into the body of Zah, it's retrieving. Gam ken haora morchim de Yaakov. It's coming and schlepping with it the morchim de Yaakov. O morchimo haora mamoshe shedor midbar ba'achorav. Vaz nigmeres venasis kotz keshed tefilim. That's going to make the keshed tefilim as it's going through Yaakov and back into the Dor Midbar. אז כסיב עליו יעקב איש תם כנזכר, באופן שאין דור מדבר נגמרת עד אחרי הכל קויצה דסארי דזאר כנזכר. So that's the way in order that we're going to finish off the building of the palace of Dor Midbar is through this what's called the Or Choyzev from Yaakov back into Dor Midbar.
But still to Zod Yer Rush.
No?
Not Shagat. Yeah?
Excuse me?
Still to the Rush, but not Shagat.
Yeah, but this is happening instantly. We're having the... Oh, we're not with the Yad yet. Yeah, but it's the Yad of Zah.
No, but Rush is more Kodos.
Sorry?
Rush is more Kodos.
Okay, that's the... That's let's leave that here for now. Okay, now we have a kasha with Al Tetame Ech Hu. That means the Dor Midbar. Kov Yosef Zah VeYakov Merochok Min Zah. If you look at the formation, we have Zah over here, and then you have the Dor Midbar over here, and then further on you have Yaakov. So we know that Kolakov Koidim, right? Or whatever is closer to Zah, you expect to be more choshev because Zah is most choshev. And Yaakov is second in charge, and then you have Dor Midbar. So it would make more sense to have Zah, then Yaakov, and then Dor Midbar. Why is it inversed? So he says, Ki, hine hi omedes sham be'achore Yaakov tfeila elav. You ask me, where is it shtei tfeila? It's stated before, and also it says here that the Dor Midbar is tfeila li Yaakov. Velo kachas Avoteya mitzad achore Yaakov besod or choizer. Remember, the only way to make this palace is by an inferior light called the or choizer. So she's in this Dor Midbar is an inferior palace and it's bought to the Yaakov, which is the ikar palace of, and that's the reason why it came out. The so the Abba, but also so besod keshet tefillin also is much more inferior than the actual batim, which is in front. The Einzu Mala Ele Giron, the fact that it's in back of Yaakov, is not a Mila because it's closer to Zah, but rather it's a Chisoren, it's showing a Chisoren in the intensity of the Paltzov. The Gamze Yuvan Inyan Dor Midbar Ki Hine Hem Bnei Yaakov. We know the Dor Midbar, Pshuto Kemashmo. Why is it called Dor Midbar, by the way? It's called Dor Midbar because the entire generation of the Midbar came out from that Paltzov. All the Neshamas came out from that Paltzov. And who were they? They were the Bnei Yaakov. Eventually everybody was Bnei Yaakov who came out of that. V'anu roim, ki kroivim lizah yoisem Yaakov avinu. Strange, another very similar question. Dor Midbar, which is the Bnei Yaakov, right, the total of the Bnei Yaakov, they're closer to Zah than Yaakov himself, because Yaakov is not the Paltzov Zah, but rather his Shosh Neshama comes from the Paltzov Zah, the Yaakov. So how can that be? אבל הנה הוא, כי ודאי הוא, שלא היה דור גודל כדור מדבר. ודאי, we know the door midbar is a tremendous generation that was there. אמנם, הם תפילים אליו לסיבה נזכרת. Again, the same reason, because it's tofel. Dor midbar is not considered to be in that position because of a milo being close to Zah, but rather as a chisom being in the back of Yaakov. שהם יושבים באחורה ויונקים דרך אורחפו of Yaakov כנזכר. ועוד, שמבטם זה, הנה יעקב אביהם, תחילה יורש מוקם שלו, החיצון ההוא. ואחר כך, על ידי מייסב נישא למדרגה, אך המדרגה, עד שנעשה מרכבה לפני ולפנים של זה עצמו, אשר זה סו, לא יעקב יאמר עוד שמחה, כי אם ישראל ואהב את זה. And another reason is that a different pshat completely. And the pshat is, don't think the Dor Midbar is, since it's closer to Zah, it's and Yaakov is further from Zah, therefore Dor Midbar is a Maila. No, but rather, that was only betchilas, the growth of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, had growing periods as well. Like the Zohar says, betchila, he wasn't Shalem, he didn't reach his complete potential. Later on, he stagged, he actually became part of Zah. So, sure, at the beginning, maybe it was a bit roch from Zah, but at the end, he became part of Zah. V'da, ki kol neshomas Dor Midbar, kulam ha'im boi mezah, mezois ha'nukva, anikre Dor Midbar, ar shemam k'nizke le'el. Shehi, eshes Yaakov. Bio inyan zehu, ki hine in his bayer, etzleinu ke inyan, be'inyan bechinas sheyesh l'rachel nukva de Zah, shehi rachel eshes Yisrael. We're making comparison between the Dor Midbar and Yaakov, which is Eishes Yaakov, and also Leah, or Rachel, I should say, which is Eishes Yisrael, which is Eishes Zah. Va'amalnu she'ache she'chotu Adam Rishon lo chotzu shneim od liyo yisponim v'ponim. We saw this earlier, that because of the Chet Adam Rishon, the Rachel was not able to go immediately ponim v'ponim with Zah. Ad binyan beisa nigda v'shloma. Halova shalom. Until Shloma Melech, then they were able, then there was shalom, then there all the tikkunim happened, and then Rachel were able to go ponim v'ponim with Zah. Amen bezvan do midba hayu ach ba'ach, Zav and Rachel were ach ba'ach the whole time. Imagine that. V'hinei v'vada hu shebechina zivug elyon lo nifsak afilu b'mei dor midbar. But we know v'adai that it can't be, because we know they were in a high generation. They were b'nei Yaakov, shiteko. So how could it be? About there must have been a zivug all the time over there. Mitzalach, we find in different places, the Zohar tells us, there were the ach ba'ach. Well, where were the ach ba'ach and not making zivugim? Or was a zivug shalim and it was eno nifser? Which one is it? So I have a little bit of a different gear. So my starts with omnam. Omnam inyan hu ki vadai hu ki zun hayu ach ba'ach bi yoises b'midbar. Vada, there were ach ba'ach, like the Zohar says. ולא היה בהם זיווג כניסקה בספר זו פרשת תרומה. אבל זה לא זיווג, למשל דור מדבר. אמנם זיווג שהיה נעשה אז בזמן הדור מדבר, היה בכינס יעקב ונוקווה נקרא דור מדבר כניסקה. וכל הנשום של דור מדבר היו נמשוך מזיווג זה, ולכן נקרא Al Shemam. That's why this passage is called Dor Midbar. So again, the kasha was, we know the entire generation of Dor Midbar was created because of a zivug. It doesn't happen like that. Where did it come from? If the Zohar is telling us they were ach ba'ach. There it says, Rachel and Zah were ach ba'ach. But when it comes to the part of Dor Midbar, which is Eishes Yaakov, which is also called Leah Shnia, Leah Tachton, she had zivug all the time with Yaakov. Let's continue now. Dor Midbar, we're going to speak about Dor Midbar and Moshe Rabbeinu. Obizet Tovin on page Tov Tzadizai. Obizet Tovin Mashi Kosu B'Sefer Zohar Pashat Baal Yitzchak. She'adoa hu ayu kulam nechlolim bo Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you know that? That the entire Dor Midbar was nechlal in Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe Omer HaKosu Shesh Me'ois Elev Ragli Ha'am Asher Anochi B'Kiro. She'in the Pasuk that he mentions this loshen ha'am asher bikivu ragli ha'am. He's making a reference to as if it's his people. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this. V'atamu, how can he say it's this people? How can Klal Yisrael is his people? V'atamu shekulam yotzi me'aras yisod de'arba shebetor zah. Because what's happening over here? Asher hu nikra b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu kibuatz leinu. That we know in Shai Yaakov Leah Perek Aleph. Moshe Hu, Yisod the Abba. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Yisod the Abba. Vili Yosi, She Yaakov, Nukva, Shneyam, Nasu, Me'or, Yisod the Abba. We know that Yaakov and the Eishes Yaakov, Dor Midbar, was also made from Yisod the Abba. Mechaim, Aneshomas and Bod, Mizuvuk, Ahu, Kula Mechlon, Moshe. Ki Memeru, Totzatz Kula. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu can claim that they are my people. Why? Because they are also come from the Shef of Abba. Abba creates Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov, and that is the Shorash of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Abba, and it also comes down to Yisod, the Abba. V'zei she'amarnu Rabbeinu zichrona livracha, and the Mechilta, Parsha Z'Yisro, it states in the Pasuk like this. Kol asher asa Hashem l'Moshe v'Yisrael amo. State in the Pasuk that everything that Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael, Amo, his people. So the Mechilta says, the Shokol Moshe Rabbeinu keneged kol Yisrael. Imagine that. Moshe Rabbeinu is keneged kol klal Yisrael. Ki kulam nitzutzos shelo, because they all came from his nitzutzos, from his shorosh neshama. V'gam zesod shenika dor ha'hu dvorim b'divrei yamin, darda. You know what darda stands for? Shepirusho dol dea. We know that generation was called Dor Deah. Lefi sheyotzu me'adas apinimi dezah, shebetoch yisod es d'aba, shehu b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, v'hu nikra das elyon. That's why it's called das elyon. Okay? So therefore we need the kesher between Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Yisod, also the Yaakov, the Bnei Yisrael came also from the Yisod Abba. Now, a new sugya. This sugya has to do with Zohar states that, well, let's read it. V'hine, Sefer Zohar on page Tav Tzadiches. V'hine, Sefer Zohar, Omru, it says, Ki kol am she'al midbam hen besitchit de yovela. Look at that. So what does that mean, besitchit de yovela? He's going to explain to us. I always explain to people that the Arizal is a pirush on the Zohar. The Zohar without the Arizal is not understandable whatsoever. I'll give an example. The Zohar says, Sitchit de yovela. Says the Arizal, I'll tell you what's pshat. V'hine, yovela hi, ima v'lo abba. Yovela is ima v'lo abba. Those who understand properly will understand that the Zohar is Mamash Duyak. Shalama Yovel me Yovela Ela Mitsitra de Yovela, that means Mitsad Yovela. Shalama Mitside Yovela, on the side of Yovela. Now what's Yovela Bechla? Even though it's Ima, but what part of Ima? It's not the actual part of Abina, rather Eli Yesod Shevarevad, Vizesod Posuk. Ve'al Yuval Yishalach Shchoshov. That's the statement of Yirmiya. Al Yuval Yishalach Shchoshov. Shehu Nar Elyon Yisodim. It's the Nar Elyon, the flowing water. Al Pal Gimayim. Shemo Yovel. So we know the Yisod Ima is called Yovel. So we call Mitzad Yisod Ima. What's on the Tzad of Yovel? Which, what is inside of the Ima's Yisod? Who Yisod the Abba and Rosh Betoch Ve'akifo Me'pifnim Mikol Tzav Ve'pinimim Zeh Sitra De Yovel Shu Yisod the Abba Notum B'Sitra De Yisod the Ima. That's Pshat in the Zohar that says that the Anshei Midbar, which is Dor Midbar, came out from the Sitra De Yovel. That means the Yisod of Abba, which was inside the Yisod the Ima. Now the emphasis is going to give us another four Pshatim. But what's Pshat? Sitra de Yovel. That's one Pshat. But the Yesod Abba is inside the Yesod Ima. Pshat number two. Gam inyan hu, ki ache she nifsak Yesod Ima b'chazid deza. We know the Ima goes only to the Chazid. Sham b'vikseihu tapton yotze u mingali Yesod Abba. We know that the Yesod Abba is Megulim. V'zu sh'amar b'sitra de Yovel. What's Loma? Mi Yesod Abba yotze mikseh ag tapton Yovel. Sure, Yesod Ima. We know Yovela doesn't change. That definition is fixed. Yovela means Yesod Ima. But what's coming out? What's coming out from the Yovela? That is the Yesod Abba. So that's a different pshat. Not that it's inside, but rather what's coming out. That's the focus. Pshat number three. Od biur acher yesh. Ma'afu pisha amalnu shem Yesod Abba. Even though we just said it's Yesod Abba. Ve'hecher hu shevei'si yot ma'ara elu b'toch Yesod Abba. ומערובים הם עם האור של חסוד עם דעים הנגלים המגולים העומדים סביבות יסוד האבא כנודע ויוצא אז לחוץ מעורובים אלו ואלו וגם הם נכלול בדור הדין מדבר אבל אינו בכלל בנכנס אז אימא רק מצד אחד בבד שיש הוא בכנס פנים דזה. So what's happening is that יסוד האבא is coming out going past Yisod Ima because you see that Yisod Ima is short and mixing around with the five chasodim. Shehine, kishenik ba Yisod Abba le'air v'yakov v'yotze der panim d'zah. We know it's not going in the back because that's where the gvur is going to go to for Rachel, but rather the Yisod Zah, Yisod Abba which is coming in the Zah, is going in the panim. The ha'oros are going in the panim. That's mixing with the five chasodim of Ima. ואז פוגה וחסדים דאימא לאויסם שמצד פנים דזה, וחסדים הוא שאומר פנים דזה, ושם מדרבים קצת ניצוצו של חסדים ההם עם האורות היוצים יסוד האבא ויוצים לחוץ ביחד לעיר ביעקב. וזה שאמרנו נדס תפשט סיטרה די יובלה, כי גם בהם יש צד אחד וסיטרה אחד די יובלה. So we're talking about what's the sitra tzad of the yovel of the yesod the ima. That's talking about the chasadim which are on the tzad ponim of za. Pshat number four. V'gam biu ache yesh v'hu. Shehine chasadim megulim be'ima hem sovim lakifim yesod the abba me'achaz lemata. We know that the chasadim come out from ima, when the Yisod De'Arba comes around, they're going to make makifits. And what's looking to this is what's going to happen. They're going to have a lot of, it's going to be the cooker pressure effect, as I always say. V'az nivka kill Yisod De'Arba. V'yata or lechutz v'zei she'omu de'novku mi'sitra de'yovela. That means, ki mikoach yovelu, because the chassadim puts so much pressure on the yisod de abba, it breaks, and that's pshat mesitra de yovela. Pshat number five is the final pshat. V'gam yanezdati nira sheshemati piur shachir shemomor izar v'u shedor amin ba'aze nika lea eshet Yaakov kiniz galayel v'af v'vi shelea zo etzim yisod de abba. Even though the esh is lea shnia, right, which comes up from the yisod de abba, im koze stam bechinas leahim misitra deyovel lechen ama veloshen ze, loshen ze. So that even though we are saying that v'af bishleia azod here biyisod abba, we know it comes up in yisod abba. Im koze stam bechinas leahim misitra deyovel. She's nevertheless still a female partzuv, and a female partzuv has to originate from some other female partzuv, which is Ima. That's the mitzad of yovela. Means literally in this pshat that she comes from Ima. So it's really bad, which is a combination of both. Let's go back to it. Im mashi bi'alnu yuvan tam shenikra shumo Yaakov v'loshon bikia. Now, why is it Yaakov is associated with Bikir? Because we just spoke about the Bikir of the Yisod of Zah, of Abba. She Yaakov oisiyaz Yivka. You see that? If you change the letters of Yaakov, it spells Yivka. It represents the inner of the Bikir, the Yisod, the Abba, which creates the Pasuk of Yaakov. Gam Yuvan, Inyan Yaakov. Yaakov, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov, and then there's a psik, there's a line between the Yaakov, so you stop between Yaakov, and then the Kriya continues, the Baal Kol continues and says the other Yaakov. The pasuk tamad kiniska b'id rabba, and there's a reason why there's a psik over there to split the two Yaakovs, as he's going to explain later on. V'gam yuvan. So the pasuk also we can understand pshat if he this. Stated in the pasuk of Bereishis, chav zayin lamed. Vahi ach yatzu yatzu Yaakov. Listen to this. This is mamash gavaltik. Nitzuk midvash. Pshut kamashmo. Stated in the pasuk that Yaakov chav the brocha from Esav. What happened? As soon as he left the room, what happened was is that Esav popped into the room. But why does it say double loshon ho yotze yatza twice over? Says the Ariza, there were two yetzias. What's the two yetzias? Ve'inu ki nevuchins Yaakov any yotzes ela idei shtei bekiyas. That we know that Yaakov comes out as shtei bekiyos. Achatzi bekiyos yisod de'abas, and that's number one atzmo. V'achikara bokim masach acher sheni. Who can he goof this atzmo? V'eilu em shtei pamim Yaakov. V'gam shtei yitzias nizkom beposik. Therefore, one bekiyos, the splitting of the yisod de'abas, that's the first yitzia. And then you have another yetzir, that's the breaking of the goof of Zav, to break out, and then finally get to Yaakov. That's how Yaakov is made, to the two yetzirs. On yesh pirush, we have an pirush number two. V'hu, she'ine be'echach hu, she'kasher nifka yesod ha'aba, yotze ha'rotav toch guv de Zav mi'bifnim chut yesod ha'aba. So therefore, when the yesod ha'aba breaks, it mishes around inside the goof of Zav, before it comes out. And that's going to create, believe it or not, the first Yaakov. First Yaakov is going to be inside of Zav. Va'arigar, excuse me. Kishabogi guf de Zav, when it splits the guf de Zav, atmo yote Yaakov sheni, mechutz le Zav. Two Yaakovs. That explains the double loshen. Va'arem shtei yitzias v'shtei Yaakovs. That's beautiful. There's two yitzias, one from the Yesod de Abba, into Zah, that creates one Yitzir and one Yaakov, and then breaks out from the Yisod, from the Guf de Zah, that's Yitzir number two, and creating then Yaakov number two. Let's continue. V'hini, kasher Yaakov avinu tachton shebezeh ha'olam hischil etakel ma'asev. When Yaakov started shtagging, and he was misakin's massive, ve'ala sedat, it's a Musa Haskel here, even Yaakov Avinu was working on himself. Ve'ala madrega acha madrega, v'tchila heisig lios me'kova leze Yaakov achitzon, shuhu kadma ve'erer Yaakov Avinu, right, because we'll find the Zohar says a loshon that that at the beginning he was Eino Sholim, and at the end he was Sholim. The Zohar says like this, Yaakov Batcho Sholim, the end of the life of Yaakov was Sholim, Kadma Lo Sholim, O Pasik Tama Begavayhu. So we see the Zohar is made, the Yaakov Batcho was Sholim, but Bekadma, originally, Lo Sholim. Okay? So therefore, what is he saying over here? So let's repeat that again. Otam, For him, he got to a position where Shosh Neshama was in Yaakov, which is outside of Zal. Because it was closer to, it was one of the lowest parts of him. ואחר כך עולה ונעשה מקור ליעקב בפנימי שבתור זע שערי בתחו again, לא שנו זו בתחו afterwards במכין שמלמטה למעלה אז הוא שלים he became a שלים that means he was נכלל in זע אבל בערך היציאס למעלה בפנימי הוא קדמו וחיצן הוא בתחו ובזה גם בזה נסבג סוד שני פעמים יעקב ושני יציאס. Okay, so at the beginning he was inside of Zah, that was Kadmo. No, that's not true. 1 second. Let's do that again. As the shepherds coming out, that created the parts of, oh, this is another pshat. This created the parts of Yaakov. That was the first Yaakov. That's Yaakov Kadmo. And then when he stagged and he became part and parcel of Zah, then that's called Yaakov Asheni and Basro. And that's your two Yetzias. That's your two Yetzias. So let's continue. Freight of Akash, all Yesh Pirush. State Shani, but really there's another gist that this is Pirush Lishi. Vuhu Shigam Achet Tseiso Mechut Liza Ha'orot Shelo Ostin Shte Masot. That even though it goes out, there's still two Masots. Ha'echad Besod Dor Amidbav. So again, the Esod Zah, Esod Abba is going out. And it's breaking through. That's Masor Achas. It stops where the Dor Midbar is. That's the first stop. And then it's going to go to Yaakov. That's stop number two. That's going to create the two Yaakovs as well. Let's see. Od Yesh Pirush Hashlishi. Vuhu Shigam Achet Seiseso Mechutz Leza Ha'orot Shelo Osim Shtei Masors. Ha'echad Bistor Dor Midbar Kenoda. Shu Kadma Yetzia Lo Shalim, and that's what the Zohar refers to as Lo Shalim. He wasn't perfect because it was only an intermediary stage to get to the final stage. Va'acha Nosa the O continues on. Va'osa Yaakov Bala Basra, the Basra Miti Shu Shalim. That makes the Emistika part of Yaakov Vezu Shnei Pami Yaakov Vshtei Yetzias V'Havenze. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the Perek. Sha'a Oriz Zoom Perek Aleph. We still have five more minutes, so let's continue into the next Perek. Let's start. Perek base. Behine. Achesh is by Inyan Dor Midbar. Now that we finished with the Dor Midbar Nivai, Gamken Inyan Shtea Oriz Acheriz, She Yoitzes Miyasod De Abba Lichutz Lezam. Now that we explained the whole Inyan of Dor Midbar, besides the Yesod Abba, which is creating the Dor Midbar and Yaakov, he also, the Yesod, as it's coming out, breaking through Zah, is going to create more parts of him. The Emikam Yesod Shnei Matos.
It's Bakusha though to Zah or not?
Yes, it's going through Zah. Yesod going into the Yesod Abba is going into Zah, breaking through Zah, and creating Dor Midbar and Yaakov. It's also going to create the two matters. The two staffs, Shein and Posuk, Mate Elokim, Mate Moshe. He's going to create those two staffs. We'll speak about that later on. Kenitzka Bazor, Vigam, Oilus Elom, Nisab Zman Dor Midbar. It's also found in the same Zman of the Dor Midbar. Gam Inyan, Erev Rav, created the Inyan of Erev Rav, Shul Bizman Dor Midbar, Main Yonam, we're going to speak about that. Agam Greira, Nidva Inyan Esav, we're going to speak about Esav as well. It's also parts of, yeah. Echaya Achim Shel Yaakov Avinu, why is he Achim? Why is he a twin with Yaakov? We're going to speak about that as well.
Wait, Dormit, Erev is part of
Dormit. They came out from Mitzrayim, huh?
Yeah, no, okay.
We know the ima stops over there, and therefore there's a giru of yesod de abba. Hine vaday uposhutu shiayin bekot stoda. We know that the oil is going to split from all different sides, not only directly in front to build the bor midbar and Yaakov, but it's going to split to the right and left, and also ba'alakson. So we're going to have four different hashpahs: one to the right, one to the left, and one by Laksan, and the other one to by Laksan, the other way. So let's keep track over here. V'hine, Bishlam itzad achor eno meir sham v'chutz lezah shum ha'or. As we said, because the Rachel's there, and that's being taken care of, the oil which is coming from Ima. But Abba is going to be meir panim, and not b'achor. But in panim, again, you have three directions: front, and then right and left. That's number two and three. And then also, 4 and 5, by Laksan to the right and Laksan to the left. V'hine, Bishlam itzad acho, eno mir sham b'chutz lezah, shum ha'or, kivan shisham omed zrach, v'nu v'dezah. She mebichinas orad d'ima. Ima takes care of her. Aval b'shat stodim shem yamim ha'smol uponim, v'anda sh'orot yotzi nisham, im kein tzorg leida mahem. What are they going to create as the or is coming out from zah? Shekavar orad yotzi der uponim, now explain the way. What's going to be created of the old coming to the right and left of Zah? Those are going to come actually from the Alaksan. We're going to misvaye in Perek Vav later on. Mihem Eilo Oros Asher Sham Minat Stodim. There's two. That's going to be the two matters. Actually, not the matters, but the bear. Actually, not the actual bear. Actually, the man of Elani Akova, the bear, is going to be built by something else. Okay, here we go. Here we start. Omnam nevad chila ina aniska. We're going to explain now the oilers that come by Alaksan. What do they build? Hine shegam tzar leida minuvad the oilers shemeir yisod ab lechet stodim dezab yamin small od yesh oilers acheras shemitzad ponim dezab mamish yeshtei oilers shtei shuvos. We know there's two levels, right? In front of Zah, there's the Dor Midbar, that's level number one, and then in front of that, you have another row called Yaakov. You have two levels in front of him. On both of those Patsufim, you're going to find Alaksan. Achasi Shua Pnimi Korba Lezah, that's the closest, that's where the Dor, he Nikas Dor Midbar, Kenoda. Veshua Shnir, Yose Chitzoni, he Yaakov Baala. Aber shtei elos hem beyoshe mamish derech aparim dezah, because that's all in front of zah. Omnam gam be'alakson meir or akol der aparim dezah belvad. V'usha or yotze not be'alakson. V'oise ha'ara achaz miyamin do dor midbar, v'gam alakson mismol dor midbar, v'oise shama ach acheres, v'al derze hem oise miyamin and smol di Yaakov, Oime Beshura Chitzone Shtei Oron Ach Elamino V'Ach Etzmo V'Kitzo Dor Midbar, to the right and left of him are going to be different Patsufim. And when the next row, when we talk about Yaakov next to him, the right and left also going to have different Patsufim. You with me? V'Ofen Shader Ponim Mamish Dezai Yeshtei Shuros Nekol Shura Yesh Ba'Shlosha Oros Ha'ora Emtzai Shbekol Shura Hem Hi Mechavenes מחבנת ממש ביושר דרך זה כנגד שתי אורס הימין ושמאל נוטים אלה קלקסון אומנה כולם הם דרך פונים לזה בו ונברם עתה בפחוטוס. Now we're going to explain. והנה שורה הפנים מסמוך לזה מצד פונב יש בה שלושה אורס האמצוי היא דור מדבר. Again, the first row that we have in front of Zah is going to be the דור מדבר, right directly in front of Zah. Now, אשר כבר נצבר לאב ושני מטרס הם בימין ושמאל. Remember the matter Stam and Mat Elokim, Mat Moshe. It's going to be on the right and left side of the door midbar. V'hine, v'sefer zohar omru, ki shtei matos hem ha'echad nikra mate stam, which is ha'nikras mat Hashem, v'Hashem nikra mat Elokim, to the left hand side. Elokim meaning on the left hand side, which is dinim. Easy to remember. U'mat stam keneged mat Hashem, that's on the right hand side of the door midbar, on the right side of the door midbar. Mat Elokim hu be smaller. Kisham Shem Elokim hu dinim v'gvur. V'ine kiriyosam matos. Why are they calling matos? Hu l'shtei sibos, for two different reasons. Why these two patsufim on the right and left side of the door midbar is called matos, staffs. Harishon elios, arosam der netia balaksa. The first pshat is because They're not mamish in front of that, they're noite, which is loshon mate. So that's why it's called part of a balaxon. The einon ella, my gear says, the einon ella, can I get see the azab, yamim, small, velo, yoshaponov, ella noitim, ella laxon, bekenzav. That's the first pshat. The second pshat, why are they called matas, who, kibe noda, yesod, nika, vov, tzir. We know that the zab, the yesod, any yesod of any part of, has yesod, which is a long tzur, like a vov. Ki tzurotza ki ein vav arucha. Ve'elu ha'oretz ha'yotze mi yesod ha'aba, hem orot arucho ke ein vavim, achen nikos matzos, ki matzos, hem tzurotza vavim mamish. And as they're going out, they're coming in like a straight line, that's why they call matzos, they have the shape of a matzah. Hine, lios iga ha'arosh b'shura hi yotzes b'yosher, really the ika and the strength of the shef is going straight, and that's going to create the door midbar and Yaakov. Like an ika arosh b'shura rishona hi emsoi znika door midbar. That's the ika matara. Ah, shnei matos omdi balaksan tfeili milav ki arosem moetes v'kol ze der ze b'shura shnia arosh emsoi znika Yaakov hi ika arov shtei arosh omdi balaksan tfeili milav ki arosem moetes. Also in Yaakov, on the right hand side, the left hand side is going to have oilos over there creating partsufim, but they're going to be tofel him. Behine matz elu shteim nitl leMoshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. That both of these matzahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Did you know that he had two matzahs? Vegam kein nikru al shemo matz Moshe. That's why it's called matz Moshe. Hu lisiba nizker leel ki shneim yotzu miyisod abba asher sham hu sham hi bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Because again, everything comes from the yisod abba. That's the shor shneshom of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is created the matzahs. Or as well, those two sticks also belong to Moshe's shows in the Shom, and that's why they call Mate Moshe. V'yosa mit'alem toch za kenoda, because they go through za, they're hidden to za. Shebo notun das de za mitzad abba. That's where the das de za, because that's where the shosh of the das is that's coming from. So the abba is bringing that das down. V'kamosh shekol mashu berotzun yisod ha'aba lasas oisa al yedei elo pu'ul osob shem shtei matzah shebechut. So every time yisod ha'aba wants to do a pu'ul, he's mashpia there these two matters as a figure of speech. Ken Moshe, therefore, that represented in the material world also, that Moshe Rabbeinu should take these two matters and use them in the same pu'ul to create these miracles. Kein Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shom hayo oise kol pu'losav al yedei elu ha'matzos ha'poshutu. That is poshut, says Ezra. V'ari nizbaya shtei ha'laksonos shehem shtei metzide do midba b'shur ha'rishon shel smucha l'zav. V'omna shtei ha'laksonos b'shtei tzide Yaakov atzmo asher b'shur ha'chitzona hi hem erev rav mitzad yamin. So erev rav was on the side of Yaakov Avinu, but if he is Muslim by misham hu tzad yamin lachen isgar, because the chesed is always on the right hand side, so they had this extra push, extra shefa called chesed on the right hand side. That's why the dor midbar was misgar. This is so much of the amount of the erev rav shem nitzutzim the Moshe Rabbeinu alav shomar besod lechet kishiches amcha. As Pasuk says, the Eibusha says, go down because your people have become disruptive. And therefore, since the Pasuk is in reference to his people, it's mashma that they come from the Nitzutzus of Moshe Rabbeinu. We can understand that again because the Yisod Abba represents the Shosh Neshama. I should say the Shosh Neshama comes of Moshe Rabbeinu, comes from the Yisod Abba, and that is producing now this Patsuf be'alax on the right hand side of Yaakov, which is the Erev Rav. And that's why he was so much matriach himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, to get the Erev Rav to Mizgah, to come out of Mitzrayim, because they were part and parcel of the Neshama of his. Asher al-kein tovah ba'avuram kolkach, umeis ba'avuram, b'midbar ba'avuram, and he died for them. He rotzu l'takelem keniske b'mokom acher. What happened on the left-hand side of Yaakov? What came out of that? He bechiras Esav achi. That was Esav came up on the left-hand side. Yos mismol lo nisgaya. Kvanis bi'alnu she'ikaro he be'emsav shuhu Yaakov. The ikar ashpo comes from the middle. That creates the part of Yaakov. Whatever's coming from leaking on the both hand side of Yaakov are much weaker. Kabuchom on the left hand side, which you have the dinim on there, that's where Esav came about. Omnam, how small he yosef moetis mirayimim. Kinizgaleel. Kinizgaleel, Erevav, Esav lo nizgaleel. That's why they had the advantage. Erevav was mizgaleel, and Esav was not because he was not the dinim. He wasn't so motivated, as they say. Gam oisem shebeshura apenimia krova leza ein chitzoinim nogoyim v'nirchazim b'em kolkav. Aber Esav be'erev rav shem rechokim leza beshura chitzone sholto b'em chitzone yoyte b'smol hu Esav sholto yoyte be'erev rav liyosem b'smol kiniska. And the further you got away from leza, the more the chitzoinim were popping there and really inside. And kol shegein on the left hand side, that means the fourth quadrant over there on the left hand side of Yaakov. That's where you have the most dinim, and that's why you had Esav being hit so much with his challenges of being on the left hand side, the tzad gvur, and dinim. Obizit tavim diinya erev ya erev rash kol kach tor moshe rabino lav shom legayrom ki hayu nitzutzov kiniska kmoshe amar akosuv leret ki shiches amcha mamish. They actually come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kemoshi Kotzev Le'el B'Dor Midbar Ayu B'chinas Das Mitzad Abba Shviza Nikra Das Elyon Gam Erev Rav Nimshoch Misham Kenoda. Because again, everything's coming down from the same cow. L'chein Gam Erev Rav Gematria Das. Erev Rav is Gematria Das. Das Elyon. That's again, part and parcel of the same thing. B'gad Bilam. Gam Bilam Ayu B'chinas Klippas. Why not throw Bilam into that as well? Because we know that that the shokul like Moshe Rabbeinu was Bilam. Why? Because he was also from the shorsh of the das of za. Gam Bilam hayu b'chinas klipas nechez b'das za. Because they also see him over there. Kemoshe kotzev ve'yode das elyon elyon mamish v'lechin hayu mitkatcheg v'dor amidbo lefi ki bo haya dovu. Bilam was part of the Das Zah, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was Nifrat from that. He didn't want, he wanted to take a different direction in his life. He had free choice. He hated it because Mamish is antagonistic feeling because that was a Shosh and Neshama being pulled both ways, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. Gam Tavin in an Esav. She kokach tor avim. Same thing. The Yitzchak was tor so much for Esav, why? Bekirbo machmas kamfesh shchina lebrocha. He wanted to give a brocha to Esav over Yaakov and so on and so forth. Why is that? Because he was part and parcel of his neshama. That's why. Kemoshe omer kotzev yehev Yitzchak et Esav lefi she Yitzchak hu mitzad small hu gvur. Because Yitzchak also was inside small. The gvur is chelik like Esav. V'gam Esav hu mitzad small the Yaakov. Same type of situation. By a nimshom mitoch yisod the elio the abba kiniska. V'gam tirek ki Esav nechaz b'sod the abba mibchinas achurayim shelo. Also, we find an inyan that Esav is nechaz in the yisod the abba, as we know mibchinas achurayim shelo v'shehem yudvav dalit. We know how to spell havayim mai now by achurayim yudvav dalit. Yudvav dal ke yud, yudvav dal ke yudvav yudvav, yudvav dal ke yudvav yudvav ke yud, that's the Achraim of Vayi de Abim. Shem Gematra Kapat. Listen to this, very interesting Dorosh. The Gematra of all the Achraim is 184. Im Aso Oysters Gematra, when you add the 10 letters of that long name, it spells Tzedek. V'chotzu, that means Esav wanted to le'achiz be'Yakov she'arosu merube k'niska. Esav had a keen eye for Yaakov. You know why? Because he knew that the ikar hashpah was coming from Yisod. The Abba, which was the shorish neshama of Esav and Yaakov, but Yaakov was getting the thrust of it, the most of it. V'chotzu le'karev, he wanted to come close to it. V'az nizkarev it'achiz tzedek im Yaakov. Tzedek is the Achrayim of the Shefa of the Sod of where Esav was Ne'achaz, which was right next, which was on the left hand side of Yaakov. That was the Tzedek Shabo. Tzedek with, add the Gematria of Tzedek and Yaakov together, you make the Gematria of Esav. Esav, isn't that interesting? Ki kein Gematria Shovim, because they're both the same Gematria. Tzedek and Yaakov, that Mokum of the Kedusha, where Esav was holding by, with Yaakov, makes the equivalent of Esav, because they're again in an antagonistic position, right next to each other, fighting and battling to get the shefa. The inyan b'masha kosov le'el al, because we know that shteitan in rochav le'el and sof perek base shemoshe Yaakov hu gematria shnei shemot elokim im ese oisesh behem. Okay, I think we're starting a new inyan. We're going to stop it here. Hashem will continue next time we meet. Shkoyach.